You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton-Jones of the Los Angeles Sparks, and you're listening to Dishing and Splishing on WSTR Radio.
DJ.
Yes.
You were telling me about training camp in 1999 and this undrafted kid that was there.
Oh. Becky Hammond. She came in. She wasn't drafted or anything. She played. At the time, Spoon and I, you know, we was very physical coming from Louisiana Tech. We was known for our defense and very rough players, you know, and we tried to intimidate her in a sense, but at the same time, you know, tried to make sure we get the right players on the team to help us win a championship because that was our main goal. And we continued to practice hard, hit her, we knock her down, she'd get back up. Knock her down again, she'll get back up. And then finally, we kind of look at each other and was like, this kid is tough. This white girl is tough. So, you know, we had opportunity to talk to Blaze, you know, and she was like, well, who you think we should keep and stuff like that. And we was like, I was like, hey, I don't know the little young girl name, little white girl, but she's pretty good from South Dakota. And so it was Becky, and every day she worked. And when she got her chance to shine, and now that's the reason why she's the player that she is today, is from her hard work. And I love her to death.
Yeah, it was really amazing. She really kept our practices very, very competitive. And she would really piss the first team off a lot because she would always, you know, hit that last shot and they would beat us or something like that, you know, when we were scrimmaging in practice. So, you know, she was just a joy to watch and to be a part of. And stuff. So I'm really proud of her as well.
Come on, Kim. Now, did you just hear VJ say how we beat her down and then you turned it around?
No, look. No, we definitely beat her down, and I would set some killer screens and she'd run into me and everything. But it was a few practices where, you know, the
same. Hey, you knew she could shoot the thing, you know, so we made a mistake.
And so you be heated. Oh, you will be mad. Oh,
I was tired. I was tired from beating her down so much. I mean, VJ made a plan, and then it didn't work. It didn't work for us. It worked against us.
Oh, right. No, it was so funny.
But like VJ just said, I mean, look where she is now. I mean, it really was. VJ and I really set it up every day of what we were gonna do because she walked on, and we took pride in that Liberty jersey and playing in New York City, and she walked on. We were like, what? This kid thinks she's just going to walk on over here? All right, we're going to show her what it's really, really like in here. Well, every time she got popped, she got up. Now, she had bruises all over the place. And so
right.
DJ and I looked at each other like, shit. I mean, excuse me. Shoot. This girl.
The internet.
Oh, she can play. Leave her alone. We need her on this team. Now look where
right.
she's going. Look how she's excelled and gone on to do even greater things. I mean, things that we knew she was going to be capable of doing. And now look what she's doing. She's carrying things on her own shoulders and doing it very, very well.
And may I add, you know, we all left New York, and she was there by herself. And it was the opportunity for her to lead the Liberty team for that year. And she stepped to the plate, and she led that team. You know, and I didn't get to play with her for 1 year. And then when she came to San Antonio, just to play with her in practice, I could see the big difference, you know, after 1 year of not playing with her and how much she improved. And now she's just, you know, WNBA All-Star, one of the top 10 players in the league. And it's just through her hard work and her dedication to the game.
Hi, this is David Siegel, the host of Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops. You can find our show each and every Wednesday on www.wstrradio.com, and I know you're going to enjoy it.